not able to take the trip. She hadn't really been out of the house for that long. And so it's a left-handed one here. Amen. And pray for, I didn't mention, but Leah goes Wednesday for swallow a nuclear egg. Amen. So anything for chicken, isn't it, brother? But so they're going to do that and track it through her system. So that takes about, yeah, amen, 4 to 6 hours, they're saying. So I ask you to pray for her. They still haven't figured out anything, and it's just still going to take the Lord. And whatever he does and whatever he does, he always does right. And so that's a blessing that you can know that and trust that. And whatever happens to her or you, God has always done right. Amen. And he always will. That's just God. Amen. And I was coming up, we were driving through, and everybody said, Lee's like, slow down, slow down. They pull her, and there's, man, they got it good around here. He just hit the lights, and like the guy was driving, he just pulled over for him. He never like got out or nothing. And then he got out of the car after the guy pulled over. And so we were going through there, and I was like, man, Squeaky, he ain't clean no more. He ain't got no sign of, amen. No Squeaky clean, amen. But then he said he moved, so thank the Lord for that. But amen, I did. It bothered me because I didn't see the sign up, and I'm thinking, man, why didn't he have the sign out? So I'm thankful that you moved, amen. Amen. So amen. I'm glad. Amen. And so that's a blessing. Things you see people and you get excited and you're happy to see people. You're happy to see some new people too. Amen. 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 And I'm thankful for that. Take your Bible and turn to 2 Peter chapter 1. As always, you end up trying to figure out what the Lord wants you to preach. And this morning, I'm going to turn there real quick. You don't have to. And I never saw it before this morning. Y'all probably have. I haven't. But in John chapter 11, when the Lord was there, after Lazarus, keep going to 2 Peter, amen, but the Lord here, and he says in verse 41 of John chapter 11, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And if you read before that, and I'm thinking, I never heard nothing. I never heard no prayer. He didn't say no prayer that you heard. But it did say in verse 38, Jesus therefore again groaning in himself cometh to the grave. He also says it in verse 33, groaned in his spirit. And you know the Bible says in Romans 8 about the Lord and through that spirit, through those groans and that utterings, I never even saw that of the Lord. I said, man, the Lord just told you about his prayer. He said, God understood, that's who he's talking to. Amen. And just by him groaning, he said, I thank thee, Father, that thou hast heard me. So even when we don't know what to say and what to do, God understands and knows what to say and what to do and gets it out. And God speaks it here, even though he doesn't say he prayed. I'm sitting there going, man, I missed the prayer. Where is the prayer? I look back and I can't find the prayer. I'm supposed to have this for a message, amen. And the Lord just says, hey, there it is. And it's through that Spirit of God that gives those groans. He makes intercession for us when you can't. So, amen, I'm thankful for that. The Bible's good. And like young man, they were saying, hey, you better stick in that Bible. You'll be in trouble without it. And all of us would be, not just you. All of us, all men need the Word of God. So 2 Peter chapter 1, I'm going to pray, Father. God, I'm so thankful to be here.
Amen.
Father, I'm thankful for your Word. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love, God. And I pray, Lord, I give what you have me to give. God, Lord, I pray that you speak to our hearts, help us to apply it. Father, let it find good ground. That way we can bring good forth fruit unto you. And God, Lord, we'll give you the praise and honor and glory. Be with those that can't be here tonight. Lord, help my wife tonight. Lord, help other folks that can't be here for health or sickness or whatever's going on, God. And Father, I pray if they could be in church, Lord, you'd prick their heart.
Amen.
Put a desire to be back around, to be around the rest of the body. Amen. And we'll thank you for it, Father. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and ask, Father, amen. Starting at verse 1, the Bible says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ. He starts out, and you'll find a lot of the Gospels, and you all know this, but he starts out as a servant instead of the apostle. He does the action, not just the title. Amen. It comes out first, and what he is first is what he's supposed to do. Before he got the title. Hey, they found, when the Lord found those men, they found them what? They were already working. He said, he laboring. Amen. It wasn't just laying around waiting for something to do. Waiting for somebody. They were already doing something. And here he says, a servant, apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. That's one and the same. He is the righteousness of God. And in him you are made what? Righteousness of God. What are you? What am I doing with the righteousness of God? What did he do with it? Amen. He changed the world. Righteousness, what is that? It's right. Amen. It's right according to the word of God. You've been given that. I've been given that. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Why? Because it's a like precious faith. It's a like precious faith. That's who he's writing it to. For you and I to have that. Amen. And you'll find why you need that. Amen. Verse 2 says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. There's some knowledge there. Bible says what? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. It's a fear to know. We know and we've got the Lord here and dealing with him. And yes, he is our friend. But there needs to be some reverence to the God when we talk to him.
Amen.
Amen. It's like, hey, he's my buddy. He's my friend. He can do all this. He's still God.
Amen.
He's still God. Amen. And there needs to be a reverence. There needs to be a fear. Amen. Amen. Not a reverential trust. Amen. But a fear. When my dad came with a switch, I didn't think, oh, how holy he is. I feared him. Amen. It wasn't a, oh, man, you know what? And at no point in that did I ever think he didn't love me. I knew that he loved me. I'm thankful now. I think, man, I could have got a couple more. I thank God I didn't, but I could have got a couple more. I don't think that that is bad. I don't look back and think my dad, they just wanted to get me. They told me everything. Hey, don't do this or you're going to get this.
That's right, amen.
God does the same, but we've got to find out what he wants us to see.
Amen.
He says in that, verse 3, according as his, now again, this goes back to him, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things, not some things, not a few things, all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. God gives you something. What's divine? Amen. We're the branches. He's divine. Amen. He is. It's a divine. It's an attribute of God. It's God's holiness. It's God's who he is. And he says, what did he just say? He's given unto us. Divine power hath given unto us all things. So if he's all powerful and all good and all divine, and he gives that to you and I, what's that make you? Hey, we're supposed to make the word flesh again too.
Amen.
Amen. And I don't mean it as I'm not Jesus Christ. I understand that. But do you understand what you've been given, what I've been given, what God said? He's given us that divine power. Amen? Isn't that what he said?
Yeah.
He didn't say, hey, I'll give you some of it. Hey, he does say he gives you the earnest of the Spirit. There's more to come. Amen? You get more in heaven. But the earnest of the Spirit saying, hey, I'm serious.
Amen.
Hey, that's what the Lord had. That's what he did and changed everything.
Yeah.
By obeying the Spirit through that divine power. Why? According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain to life, unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him. Comes back to the knowledge of him. What did Paul say? Count it all dung. Except for the excellency, I'm drawing a blank. Some of y'all Bible people know that, right? No, you don't. You're messing up like me. You got the personal view, amen? For the count of the, man, I'm going to go there before I mess it up. If I got it written down, and I did, that don't help you. Amen. We'll get there in a minute, Lord willing. He says that through the knowledge of him that called us to glory and virtue. So what did God do? God, where he called us through that, what? To glory and virtue. What's glory? He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord, right?
Yeah, amen.
But there is another verse that says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So what's God, part of God's glory? Is his sinlessness, isn't it? That's what it is.
Amen.
So why did you need that divine power? To do right. To quit sinning because you can't.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
You can't. Yeah. So you get divine power to not, to straighten you out. But we don't listen sometimes. We don't listen.
Amen.
Virtue. Glory and virtue. You call both virtues. Somebody's virtuous. Virtue, one of the things is voluntary obedience to truth. That's a virtue for you and I. Voluntary, that's one of the definitions in 1828 Webster's. Voluntary obedience to truth. What's truth? Thy word's truth. Thy word's truth. So what is he asking you and what is he giving you? He's giving you and calling you for the ability to do that. Is he not? It's what he says. Doing right with a reason. You can do right for just doing right. But all things we're supposed to do is unto who? Unto the Lord. That's why charity when they always try to change love, charity is something only a Christian can do. Because we're doing it unto the Lord. Somebody else is getting a benefit out of it. We're not getting a tax write-off, amen? That's worldly charity. That ain't charity. That's greediness. You dropping stuff off. I mean, people say, well, you know, that's charity, or we're a charity. We give to this, we give to that. Though I have all my goods and sell them, give them to the poor, and have not charity. Well, ain't that what we think charity is? It ain't.
Amen.
Charity is something you do. Somebody else gets a benefit because you're doing it to your Father. That's only a Christian can do that. Because you're the only one that has guidance to be able to do that through the Spirit of God. Without the Spirit of God, you can't do it. None of us can.
Amen.
Then he says in that, whereby, verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. There's a reason for them. That by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lusts. What did he do it for? So you can live right. So I can do right. So you can divide, what? I better get to it again. You get that divine nature. It came from a divine power. You know what you need? We wrestle not against flesh and blood. That's something supernatural. What about spiritual and things and high places, wickedness, high places? So you know what you need to fight with that? Spiritual, supernatural.
Amen.
You can't beat supernatural without it.
Amen.
So you need that super. You need that divine nature that comes what? From his divine power. What is divine? What do we already say with that? That comes from God. So what do you need? God's nature, right?
Amen.
How are you going to do right? What does it say to do? What is that for? Having escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust. You know what? Those precious promises and the things of God, if you don't know them, you don't have them, you ain't going to be able to stand up against it.
Amen.
You're not going to be able to fight. You're not going to be able to do what you're supposed to do. God says, hey, I gave you some precious things there. What's good not knowing what weapons you got if you can't use them?
Yeah.
If you ain't, if you don't even know what they are.
Yeah.
To be able to take that divine nature, you say, well, that's in heaven. No, you need that here. It said what? Escape the world through lust. That's here. It's kind of like the promised land. People say, well, that's heaven. You know, you're crossing Jordan. No, that's here. I don't got no battles to fight in heaven. Do you? You got any land to take in heaven like they did? No. God fought it for you. God will fight it here. Yes, there's giants here. Yes, there's things that you're going to have to battle, but that's here. That's why you need those promises. What are some of the promises? Salvation, eternal life.
Amen.
Hey, that's a good promise.
Amen.
There ain't no better promise.
Amen.
Hey, we look at things and we say, well, if I just saw this, I was in this morning preaching in John 11. You know, they saw that and some people believed. When they saw Lazarus, others went and told somebody.
Yeah.
They went and told the Pharisees. They saw the same thing.
Amen.
What was in their heart? Some got help, some didn't. Some went and said, hey, we got to stop. And I think, how stupid is that? How stupid, you just see somebody raise somebody from the dead, and you're going to go tell, we better go get them. Are you stupid? But then I look at me, and I say, man, I just saw, like that fella got saved this morning. Okay, yeah, great. Man, that guy just got eternal life.
Yeah. Amen.
There ain't no greater miracle.
Amen.
Lazarus was heading for a hole in the ground again.
Yeah.
He's going to live forever.
Amen.
I get to live forever.
Amen.
How do you fight against that? Forget about it. Forget about it. You know how you'll be defeated? Forget about it. Forget about what God did for you.
That's right.
Let's read a little further. Man. So many things, man. We're going to read verse 5. But and beside this, so God gives some things beside that. Give all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. Remember that virtue, voluntary obedience to truth. If you won't do that, nothing else will follow. The young fellow got saved back there, if you won't obey the word of God, you won't go anywhere. Your life will be a wreck.
Amen.
It will. You've seen it. We've all seen it. We've seen it in our own life. Amen. When you don't obey, what was the children of Israel? It always goes back to the children of Israel. You know what? They didn't listen. What did David say? Oh, how the mighty are fallen. Talking about Saul. Talking about Jonathan. How do they fall? Not obeying the truth. Not obeying the word of God. That's how all of us will go down. You don't obey the word, it's all. That's it. It doesn't matter who you are, what you are, where you come from. You don't obey the word of God. You got a word of God. And God gave it to you so you can do what you're supposed to do. He says in that, add to that virtue and to virtue knowledge. He just went over and over again about knowing and the knowledge of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And the knowledge temperance and the temperance patience and the patience godliness. All those things are separate. And the godliness, brotherly kindness. You know what? I've met some godly people that are mean.
Yeah.
Truth be told. Amen. Hey, I've been nice all the time, all my life. I've always been nice. No, I haven't. I need help.
Amen.
I need a divine nature because you know what? When somebody says something to me, that's a spiritual battle. We look at it as physical, but if you have the Spirit of God in you, everything you do is spiritual.
Amen?
Amen?
Yep.
You pump gas. You know what that is? That's spiritual. It involves the Spirit of God, doesn't it?
Amen.
Because He's in you.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
We like say, okay, well, these things are spiritual, and I'm going to go do this. This isn't spiritual. Y'all go play basketball. You know what? That's spiritual. You can get some spiritual warfare out there. I've seen it.
Yeah.
Hey, dodgeball. That's a spiritual warfare.
Yeah.
Why? Because you're battling your flesh.
That's right, amen.
They didn't hit me. You liar. Well, I didn't feel them hit me.
Yeah,
I know. Live on your feelings. Amen. That's what we do. I didn't feel like I got hit. I remember one year at camp. It was like on. It was, people were going to kill people. Over dodgeball. And me in my spiritual sense, I'm not even going up there. Why? Because I was getting mad. And I'd say something stupid because I am stupid. Stop, Ken. Amen. I would.
Amen.
It's a spiritual warfare.
Amen,
everything you do, everything you say is spiritual.
That's right, amen. You're right,
brother. There's not, that's what happens. We start putting this and this and this separating.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go do this. This isn't spiritual. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And the sooner we learn that, to realize that everything we do, everywhere we go, everything we say is spiritual.
Amen.
We're supposed to be led by the Spirit, right?
Yes, sir.
And if we're not, we're wrong in that too.
Yeah.
Amen. So you're just wrong. Just face it and realize that your way ain't right.
Amen.
My way is not right. You know what it said? Some believed, but some went their own way.
Yeah.
You know where our own way ends up? Down. What did I say, my way or the highway?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right. That means your way is the low way. Because the other way is the highway, amen? God's way is the highway.
Amen.
And our way is the my way.
Yeah.
It's the low way. Look what it says, if these things, amen? And y'all know these. For if these things be in you, you know, those are all attributes of the Lord. They're not attributes of a man. They're not attributes of a religion. Those are attributes of God. That's attributes of a divine nature, which came from divine power that He gave to you, right? To life and godliness. You need both of them. If these things be in you and abound, they let you be. No, that doesn't say that. Come on, King James Bible, correct me. They make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not in the knowledge of this world, not in the knowledge of...
Amen.
Hey, you know what? You can be unfruitful in this world and you'll be all right.
Yeah.
Young people today, we're sending them off to college, we're sending them off to do this. Well, they got to make it... No, they got to serve God.
Amen.
Their problem, our problem, ain't making a living. We're the richest, one of the richest countries in the world. How's that helping us? That's one of the things with the kids, and they're getting kids. My goats back there. Amen. They're getting age. Everybody says, well, where are they going to go? What are they going to do? I don't know. Pray for them. Help make sure they do right.
Amen.
Do what God wants them to do.
Amen.
We need more Christians. We don't need more this, that, and others.
Amen.
You say, well, they've got to. No, they don't got to. The only thing they got to do is serve God.
Amen.
God ever let you down?
Right.
He don't. God know and take care of you. My job doesn't pay my bills. God does.
Amen.
What bills I have, amen? I mean, you think about it. You think you got it all figured out? I think I got it all figured out. Sometimes I do. And then I had to remind myself, lean not on your own understanding.
Amen.
Well, you got common sense. That is your own understanding, dummy.
Amen.
That's the way God taught. I've got to constantly do that. Because I think you try to figure out stuff.
Amen.
You know how you figure out stuff? God, I need help.
Amen.
God, I need your divine help. Because I got a divine problem that I can't figure out.
Right.
And if I think I figure it out, it's wrong.
Yep. Amen.
I'll go the wrong way. This is a supernatural problem. I'm natural, Lord. I need your supernatural power to help me. And then he says, what? But he that lacketh these things. What's things? Hey, you know what? You might as well be lacking them if you don't know about them.
Yeah, amen.
If you don't know about God's promises that's going to keep you straight and get you out of trouble and help you to do right, if you don't know them, might as well not have them.
Yeah, right.
Amen? I mean... You know, my mom used to leave stuff in there. She'd take some toys, the toys we had, and she'd put them in the shed. And 6 months later, we were done. We thought, hey, we got new toys. She'd pull them out. I'm thinking, man, look at this. I've never seen this before. This is the grace. She is smart about that. Amen. My dad's like, yeah, I've never seen that. Amen. It's kind of like I was telling him yesterday, first football game I ever went to at Gwynn Park at the high school. I was, I don't know, 8, 10 years old. My dad, I don't even know why we went because we weren't into stuff. But anyhow, we went. And I saw all these guys walking around with their shoulder pads and everything, and I thought, I didn't know they had shoulder pads. I thought, all football players, so I started walking around like this. I wanted them to think I'm a future football player. I don't know, I had that in my mind. I didn't see any pads put on, so I just thought all those guys, I said, man, that's a football player. So I wanted to be a football player because everybody's there watching them. So I thought, man, I'm a football player now. I walk like that, and then didn't help me. Amen. Then they shrunk. Amen. I think my shoulders went out right here. Amen. Dumb things you do. You know what? Dumb things you do as a Christian, too. You think you see something, you rely on your sight. That'll get you in trouble. It'll get you trying to be something you're not.
Amen.
It'll get something get you trying to be something you ought not want to be. Amen?
Yep.
He says in that, verse 9. Man, skipped over all kinds of stuff. God says wisdom, James, some promises. Protection, James 4, 7, Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Right living, 1 John 1, 9. Meeting your needs, Philippians 4:19, Romans 8:28. Faithful. God is.
Amen.
Philippians 1:6, 2 Thessalonians 3:3. Fear. Hey, perfect love casteth out fear. I don't have to face that second death. I ain't got no fear of that.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's a big thing. Hey, there's a lot of people got fear of that. Fear of dying. How about the second death? Eternal. I don't have that fear. Perfect love, that's Jesus Christ,
amen.
Not me. Amen. Cast that out. I ain't got it no more. Man, that ought to make you able to. I mean, I read in things in some of them Civil War guys and Stonewall Jackson, when he was shot and his wife was scared, you know, he was afraid to go back out there. And he said, if I'm in God's will, I'm just as safe on the battlefield as I am in bed.
Yeah. Amen.
That's truth. Yeah. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. God, take care of that. Man, I can't take care of me. I think I can take care of it. Then you get sick and you're like, oh, man, I think I'm going to die. Everybody's got to take care of me. Here's my boo-boo. Amen. We're tough until that happens. But he that lacketh these things is blind. You know what blindness was? You can't see. Amen. That's deep. Amen. But he's blind. He said, he that lacketh these things is blind. Well, he's already talking to those that obtain like precious faith. Amen. So there's another sense in that to where, hey, you know what you'll do? Just like somebody's acting foolish. What's a fool? Fool has said in his heart, there's no God. When you and I believe and take things and do things, act like this world, we're being foolish, acting like there isn't a God.
Amen.
You know what? When you start acting like that, you know what? You're acting like a blind man. I remember Brother Spurgeon, we were out handing out tracts a long time ago when we were younger, much younger. But some of the kids, somebody turned the tract down, got mad. And they said, you're going to burn like a French fry. And that's true. Maybe hotter. Amen. But he said, this, I always remember this. He pulled it aside. He said, would you smack a blind man for walking into a wall?
Yeah.
That always stuck in my head. Would you smack a blind man for walking in a wall? He's doing what he's supposed to do.
Yep.
He's being faithful to his call.
Right.
He's a lost man.
Yep.
Standing up for what he believes.
Yep.
Amen?
Yep.
But we're supposed to know better.
Amen.
Not walk around like blind men.
Amen.
Not walk around like blind men. You know what a blind man does? Well, let's find out what a blind man does. And cannot see afar off. And hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. So a blind man, what does he say? He can't see afar off. You know what the Lord, hey, what did he say? He endured the shame, suffered for the glory that was set. The Lord looking ahead for the glory that was set before. He's looking and suffering the things of the cross, despising the shame, because he's looking what it's going to bring. he could look afar off. That's supposed to be an encouragement to us. You're supposed to be able to look what you've got in eternity. The treasures that are laid up in heaven that are eternal. The things you don't see that are eternal. And we get nearsighted, start focusing on here and now.
Yeah.
And do like Esau. Sell it all. You know, as a perfect in that as a lost man. God said he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We all have an inheritance that God wants to give us. Amen?
Yep.
But he sold it for the here and now.
That's right.
He gave all that away for that little bit.
Yep.
And we do the same some. Those things, without those things in us and abounding, that's what we'll do. We'll end up living here and living this life and being what we want to be, our own way, not looking ahead to what it's going to lose in the end. Not going to lose what we're going to lose in eternity. That's what a blind man does. He'll sell out that for here, for now. And then he's forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Well, they say, you don't remember history, you're doomed to what? Repeat it. What will you do? What will I do? Keep doing the same sin over and over again.
That's right. Yep. Amen.
Because you forgot that God purged you, you'll go right back to it. You'll do it over and over again. Instead of looking for assurance, we're looking for insurance. Amen?
Yep.
Running the same ditch and want God to pay the bill. Why can't I get past this? Why can't I do? Because you forget what God did for you.
Right.
I forget what God does for me. Yeah. I get focused on what? The here and now.
Right.
I get focused on what I'm doing and all the act, what I need to do, and I need to get this done and that done and all the other done. And not saying, God, well, what do I need to do today?
Yeah.
Hey, dear, what do you want me to do today? We've got plans, don't we? My wife will text me and say, what are your plans for tomorrow? I don't know. I can say that honestly. I don't know.
Amen.
Depends on what breaks from here till tomorrow. Amen. Yesterday, right, I put brakes on the back of the car and did the things, and then I thank the Lord it wasn't the power steering pump on the other car. Ended up being an alternator. The bearing was bad in it, and I could hear it. But as soon as I pulled the belt off, I was thinking it was a power steering, and I said, man, that looks like it's wobbling. But it's wobbling, but it's okay. But the alternator, man, as soon as you turn it, you just hear that grind and that bearing. I was like, okay, that's it. So replace that. And by the time you got that, everything else, I don't know. I do know you need to make time to read your Bible.
Amen.
You have to.
Yep, that's right.
It's kind of like kids. Well, we're waiting until no, you'll never afford them.
Amen.
It's the Bible. Hey, I got time. Well, I ain't got time. You have to make time.
Amen.
Yep.
You have to make time or you won't. You won't. You won't have it. You say, well, I'll do it before I go to bed. No, you won't.
That's right.
Devil will allow you to be so worn out and tired and everything else, and you will in your flesh.
That's right.
People say, well, I have a problem falling asleep. Start reading your Bible. You'll fall asleep.
Yeah.
He'll make sure. Amen. Get up. Read your Bible. Don't count sheep. Amen. Pray and weep. Amen. That rhymes. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, what do they say? You've got to find out what it's there for. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, he shall never fall. You say, well, that means I'm just taking what it said. I know it says in Psalms, the righteous man falleth seven times, right? But he's dealing on a physical righteousness in there. You got God's righteousness when he gave that divineness, right?
Yep.
To do right.
Yep.
But if you choose or I choose and I don't have these things in me and know about the promises, about the divine nature that God gave me, right?
Yep.
Then I will do that. I will be like a blind man. I'll walk in every wall around. I'll trip on everything. But without, that's what God said. You say, well, you're going to mess up. What about Paul? Let's go there. I take your Bible and go to Romans chapter 7. I was talking with a fellow a couple weeks ago. And he actually talked to me. Amen. Paul had a problem with that, and he writes about it. Amen. I was talking with this fellow, John Paul. I said, he gives me a chance. I said, a new fellow worked in there. He's from Africa. I don't know. I haven't got to talk with him real long, but he said, John Paul, and I just give him excuses. I said, well, that's good Bible names. He said, oh, yes, you read Bible. I said, yeah, I read Bible. I said, are you saved? He said, yes. Well, then I was going out of the lunchroom. I had to drop my stuff, and I said, okay, well, where do you go to church at? He said, St. Mary's. And I was like, okay, and I went. I had to go to get to my press, so he came walking back by, and I said, can I ask you something? I said, is that a Catholic church? Yes, Catholic, Catholic. And I said, so what is born again, what is saved mean to you? And he smiles, and I'm thinking, oh, boy, what am I getting right here? And he says, it is taking Jesus Christ and thanking him for forgiving me of my sins, dying on the cross, buried. He gave the gospel. And I received him as my Savior. And I'm going, I said, that ain't what St. Mary's teaches. He looked at me funny and smiles. He said, but I have Bible. I said, you better get out of there then. Amen. You got Bible. You better not tell them. Amen. You'll be at the stake soon. But he kind of laughed. And I said, he says, I know I don't agree with everything they do. I said, well, okay. He said, but I have Bible. I have to answer to God. I said, man, thank you for that. Amen. I had to answer to God. I said, you know what? So do I.
Yep.
Hey, there's some Baptist churches that ain't much different.
Amen.
Hey, ain't none of them any good without Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Without him being your Savior. Hey, he can be saved in that. I enjoy getting to talk. You know what? He wasn't ashamed to talk about him. Hey, we've been given a lot of benefit to know that, oh, man, that's wrong, and this wrong, that wrong. Never. Hey, there's a whole lot of people in history that were great preachers that didn't have all right doctrine.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
But one thing they did have, they had Jesus.
Amen.
Another thing they had, holiness.
Yep. Yeah.
John Wesley and Charles, they had a holiness club before they were even saved.
Right.
That's pretty bad. You can't have one without him, but they did. Hey, them angels up in heaven, they don't go around, great, great, forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness. What do they say? Holy, holy, holy.
Amen.
There's holiness there. That man's just trying to do right according to what he knows, and God will deal with him, and God will show him.
That's right.
I can't show him. I can try to give him the word of God and let him think, but it's going to take God just like it does you and I.
Yep.
How many people you know that tried to tell you something and you're just not ready to hear it?
Yeah.
There's a whole lot. Well, the Lord never showed me that. I know. Because you're walking around with your eyes shut.
Right.
And your heart closed.
Amen.
Hey, this fits all of us.
Amen.
There's all parts in our life that we've got room to grow.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Amen. To allow the Lord to grow out of us. We have to get ourselves out of the way enough to let the Lord shine through.
Amen.
And God says, that's why I gave you those promises. And you know what he says in 2 Corinthians? He says, comfort one another wherewith the comfort ye were comforted with.
Yep.
Well, how were you comforted? God said he gave us the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. Amen?
Yeah, amen.
That's what you're comforted with. What is it to do? Guide you in the Word of God.
Amen.
So you know what you need? You know what I need? You know how you can comfort somebody? Comfort them in the Word of God. That's one of the promises. Well, you know, it's like everybody love, love, love. Owe no man anything but what? To love one another, right? Isn't that what the Bible says?
Yeah.
What is love? If you love me, keep my commandments.
That's right.
What is love? Man, I didn't get Romans there, but hang on a second. First John 5. By this we know that we love the children of God. Didn't it just say, doesn't it say that love, owe no man anything but to love one another?
Amen.
So you and I owe each other that?
Amen.
Isn't that what God, that's a command, it's not a suggestion.
Right.
Yep. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God.
Yep.
How do you love God? If you love me, keep my commandments.
Amen.
And then what does he say? When we love God and keep his commandments, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. I owe you, and you owe me. That's why God gave us those promises, so we can fulfill that.
Amen.
They'll know we're Christians by our love.
Yep.
It's not the touchy-feeling, oh, I'll let you get away with what you want to get away with, and I'll get away with what I want to get away with.
That's right. Amen.
It's obeying the commandments of God.
Amen.
And God said what? We owe each other.
Yep.
We owe each other. That's why you need that divine nature, because I'm not lovely all the time. Pretty easy, isn't it? Man, God's easy, isn't he?
Amen.
Word of God is easy.
That's right.
So you can get it, and I can get it. Right across the page, 1 John 4:10. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the perpetuation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. How do we do that? Loving God, keeping his commandments. With those great and precious promises, that's what they're there for. Amen? Wherefore? Wherefore? Given all things that pertain to life and godliness. You're living life, ain't you? We are. But the Bible says better to enter into life, halt their main. That's life. That's life. Jesus Christ is life. Without him is death. Just like the Bible says, where the Spirit of God is, there's liberty. Outside of the Spirit of God, there is no liberty.
Amen.
It's bondage. It's bondage.
Amen.
Those precious promises, if we don't have them, we don't know them, we won't do them. You got to know them. God's got them in his word. When you find a promise, when God says, hey, I'll do this, write it down. Mark it down. When you're having a struggle, when you're having a battle, hey, I have to go constantly and look at them to get encouragement to stand and do right. Otherwise, I want to quit and have a pity party and fuss and say life's not fair and I need some justice. God gave us those things to live for them and to be able to have the power of God to do them. Because they are just like the fruits of the Spirit. They come from the Spirit. You have to have it to get it. But it's what it produces, amen? It's what it produces. God's divine nature, God's divine power, what does it produce? What does it produce in your life? You know, I know. We know some places that some divine nature needs some intervention. But we've got to be willing to obey it. Amen? So we're not like a blind person. Not doing it. And then when you have it, help one another. Not say, hey, I'm doing this and you ain't. Amen? That's easy to do. We've all got, you know, our strong points. Those are what we usually fall on. It is. We fall on our strengths because they're not God's strengths. He said, my strength is made perfect in weakness. It's where your weak spots are that God can shine through. Amen. Great and precious promises. What do you do with them? Live for God. Amen. Hey, without the Word of God, you have no understanding. You have nothing to stand with.
That's right.
We know that. We all know that. We all say that. It's kind of like when I was a teenager, you know, I mean, I had an Octagym in my, that was like the early exercise thing. I guess it just made me feel stronger when I had it because I really didn't use it. I did it first and then the novelty wore off. But I had it and it kind of made like a clothes hanger tent kind of thing in my room. Our Bible is sometimes that. It's kind of a catch-all. And you know what? I found out when you work out, you probably need somebody else to do it with. Because if you do it, there'll be plenty of times, I don't feel like going and doing that. And somebody calls you and says, hey, man, come on, we got to go. That's why you got a family. Amen. Amen? Yeah. You have each other. You say, that's rough. I know. But you need each other. As people going through problems, they really know that they need people.
Amen.
You think, well, I'm okay. I can handle. No, you can't. You can't. That's why God sent us a body of believers because he knew what you needed. Hey, the Bible even said, Adam, in a perfect place, it's not good for man to be alone.
Amen.
It's not. You need help. I need help. Exceeding great and precious promises. What are you going to do with them? Help or hurt? Believe him? Or go tell others that, hey, we need to do something to stop this? Because you will do one or the other. People say, well, I'm not a good witness. You know what? You're fighting against it. God said, either for me or against me. There is no middle ground. There's not. You'll find even in your life, there's no middle ground. You're either going to stand for God or you won't. And you'll be the biggest detriment to Christianity that there is.
Amen.
What are the worst why people won't come to church? Oh, there's a bunch of hypocrites.
Amen.
They're right. They're one too, but they're lost. They got a reason.
Yeah, amen.
They got an excuse, not really a reason. We have no excuse or no reason.
Yeah.
But we, those that don't live right, are the worst detriments when you try to talk to somebody about God, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, I know this person that was saved and they said they were saved and they don't want to live for, they did this and they cheated this out of this and that. That's what we do when we don't live for God. Amen?
Amen.
You going to live for God?
Amen.
You got the promises? God said he'd give them to you.
Amen.
Do you know what they are? They're there for you can stand and live for God so you won't have to repeat all the old mess, all the things that brought fruit unto death. Amen? In Jesus Christ. I want to pray. Brother, I don't know if you want to have anything. If God's dealing with your heart, come up. You say, well, I can sit here. I understand. But until you really make the commitment to actually live for God and do something, you got to go out on that limb. It's faith. By trusting God and saying, God, I'm willing to do what you want me to do. I want to be what you want me to be. I know you've given me these things. God gave them to you. He wants you to have them and to use them to lift him up. And by that, others may come to know him as Savior.